I include this mini course in the MMPI only to show that in a marriage, a man or woman can have the kind of personality that may lead to difficulties when a couple tries to deal with conflict. If they want to solve conflict successfully, they need to know each other's emotional weaknesses that show up when they're under pressure. Dishonesty can be one of those weaknesses. Using the 10 scales I just described, a high 3 or 4 scale would indicate a problem with honesty and openness. Especially serious is the husband with a high 4. What could his wife expect? She'd probably find him self-serving, have trouble negotiating with him, and quickly learn that he becomes angry over small irritations. In addition, his lies and half-truths would show up his tendency towards self-centeredness. She might sum his character up by saying he thinks it's more important to have his own way than to tell the truth. Obviously, if she rates high in the 6 scale, showing a tendency toward oversensitivity, and he is high in the 4 scale, marital discord is usually the outcome. While she must deal with her touchiness about getting hurt, he will have to try to learn to compensate for his predisposition towards dishonest, self-centered, and non-negotiating behavior. Does all this suggest you should rush down to your local psychologist and get tested with the MMPI? I am biased, but I think you might find its results very useful. While you can't do much to change your personality, you can learn how to adjust to your spouse's personality. Tests like the MMPI only prove that we all have our personality quirks, weaknesses, and tendencies toward possible problems. That's why we must become as open and honest as possible with each other. We need to understand each other's problems so that we can accommodate and adapt to each other. Even if you discover your spouse scores high on the 4 scale, don't panic. Instead, understand the nature of this weakness and learn to compensate for it. How mutual honesty can rescue a marriage. What happens when a marriage so lacks honesty and openness that it leads to the ultimate dishonesty of an affair? Can coming clean with your spouse help, or does it spell sure death for the relationship? In a common scenario, I sit down to counsel with a husband who tells me right up front that he has been involved in a series of extramarital affairs. He has never told his wife about any of them, yet he feels terribly guilty about all of them. As therapy proceeds, I suggest that he confess all this to his wife. With some fear and trepidation, he does so, and she responds with predictable reactions, anger, anxiety, and finally depression. In time, however, she somehow gets through the shock and pain. Then their marriage can begin to be built on mutual honesty, perhaps for the first time. When a couple deals with trying to survive an affair, I train them to become thoroughly candid with each other. They must conceal nothing of what they think or feel. Only through total openness can an honest relationship emerge. If they compromise at any point, it will only undermine the rebuilding process. You may wonder if it is always wise for the strained spouse to confess his sins to his wife. In my experience, having the strained mate confess has never been the primary cause of a divorce. Some couples do go on to get a divorce because of the affair, but not because they have finally spoken honestly with each other. Instead, quite commonly, the betrayed mate, be it husband or wife, emerges from the initial shock of learning about the affair, willing to examine and consider ways to resolve the marriage's problems. A lot depends on the therapeutic environment provided for the couple. The counselor must create an atmosphere that motivates the couple to discuss solutions for their real problems after the affair has been uncovered and exposed. Once the dishonesty has been revealed, I make a special effort to help the couple to see the situation clearly. They have experienced a needed purging that provides them with their only opportunity to make a stable and lasting marriage. Now I must give them guidelines for restoring trust. A husband with a history of lying may insist that his confession of the affair by itself proves he has reformed. He may want his wife to begin to trust him again immediately, but here I insist otherwise. You cannot turn on trust like a light switch. Rather, numerous experiences through which a person proves himself trustworthy build it. In a situation such as a confessed affair, I strongly recommend that a husband provide daily information to his wife, which she can easily check for accuracy. I suggest to the man who has lied to his wife that he must write down a copy of a schedule for her to see every day. If the schedule changes through the day, he should try his best to notify her immediately. She should be able to call some of the places he has listed on his schedule in order to verify his presence. Usually, they can handle this process of verification in a way that avoids any embarrassment to either husband or wife.